of uncertainty like that, a claimant's lawyer will say, let's take a flyer. Maybe we'll get a good panel. Maybe we'll hit the jackpot through litigating an issue. Where if the law is clear, maybe that won't occur. And I think that's the same on the claims processing or insurer side. Should we deny a claim or shouldn't we? There's a lot of gray area when you don't know clearly what the law is on a given point. And all I'm saying is certainty is good. We've seen a similar system in place in our state, and it has helped us reduce the amount of litigation, Senator.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lundin, for joining us and helping us this morning.
Thank
you. We're going to hear two people from Kenai, and then I'll ask Ms. Foster and Fairbanks. Mr. Calamarides, Mr. Croft, and Mr. Constantino in Anchorage, and I think that's the folks that will be left out this morning. We welcome you back tomorrow at 9 a.m. I guarantee you we'll take you first, and I apologize once again for my scheduling error. With that, let's go to Kenai. We have about 4 minutes, and we're going to ask Dennis Murray, followed by Paul Brenner, to provide testimony. Good morning, Dennis. Your testimony briefly on Senate Bill 311, and you two are also welcome to join us tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. Just want to associate myself. My name is Dennis Murray. I'm the administrator of Heritage Place Nursing Home in Soldotna. I believe the legislation before you is a good step in the right direction as others. Certainly, Director Hall, I think, gave the best presentation of what's being asked for here, and I hope that the committee supports the bill as written. Now, without further amendment, I do see that there are some proposed amendments, and I would say that they would not help the process as they may be presented tomorrow or at some future point. I just think that we need to change it. In my own situation, it's always good to give personal testimony, if you will. Our premiums have risen more than 160%. I was president of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association a couple years ago, and we did a study of our members, and premiums had gone up 100% over a three-year period of time. It's a serious crisis, as Director Hall pointed out. I think creating an administrative law judge approach, as I understand it from the Assistant Attorney General, Kristi Knudsen, that the approach that Alaska is now looking to with this legislation is consistent with most other states in the union. In fact, our current system is unusual, if I understand Ms. Knudsen's point. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I hope that you pass this legislation as it is before you now.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. Questions to Mr. Murray? Okay, Mr. Brenner, if you would please, your testimony on Senate Bill 311.
My name is Paul Brenner. I'm the Vice President of Quality Management at Central Peninsula General Hospital here in Soldotna. I'd like to address several issues in support of the bill. I read from the bill on page 5. I'll just quickly quote a few of the things. It says that the chapters be interpreted to ensure quick, efficient, fair, and predictable delivery of indemnity and medical benefits to injured workers, and it's supposed to be impartial and fair to all parties. I believe this bill, by putting in an administrative law judge sort of level there to oversee these cases and give a review of them, will add a lot to the consistency and the predictability of the results, which will, as we've heard recently, just now, help with the lowering the costs and the litigations and all that goes on with these kinds of cases. We've read the amendments that are 1 and 2 that we've seen here, and they seem to remove all the strengths of the bill and kind of gut it, if you ask me. So I would strongly recommend that you not adopt those amendments when they come forward. The commission that it talks about setting up brings forward a lot of continuity to the findings and predictability in the results. It's going to help the workers' comp program a lot in the state of Alaska. We also at Central Peninsula General Hospital have had a huge increase in our workers' comp claims and the process, and it would really be nice to see some resolution of this so we can help bring some efficiencies and some predictability to the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brenner. Questions? Okay, seeing none. Thanks again to folks on teleconference network. Also, Ms. Wilkes from Harbor Adjustment, thanks for sitting in and listening this morning. So let's see. We're going to set this bill aside. We'll bring it back tomorrow at 9 a.m. We'll start with public testimony. We have two amendments that we'll consider. We want Mr. Nordstrand to go through the flow chart and the comparative spreadsheet and whatever else comes before us. Ms. Holly, you'll be here tomorrow?
I'll be in Anchorage. Okay. I will be at the LIO tomorrow.
Mr. Sankey?
I'll be here, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay, if that's right with the committee, that's how we'll proceed. Anything else come before the committee?
Thank you.
We're adjourned until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.